So in today's gospel, we have the woman pleading for her daughter to be delivered from a demon, and Christ rebukes her three times. You know, the first time the woman comes and pleads with him, and he ignores her. The second time, she continues pleading, and he says, "I've come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And then the third time, he says, "It's not right to give the food of children to dogs." Three times, our Lord rebukes her. What would we have done at that point if we were that woman? And Christ ignored us the first time. Second time, he said, you're a Canaanite. I've come only for the children of Israel. And third, he says, it's not right to give the food of children to dogs. I think most of us would probably be pretty offended by that. Maybe walk away. Maybe get a little irate or upset. But how does the woman respond? She doesn't object. She doesn't say, "Hey, I'm better than that," or "Hey, I'm just as good as these Jewish people." She concedes that she is not worthy for what she's asking. And I think that's an important part, but because when we come before God in prayer and in intercession, it's important for us to acknowledge that we're not worthy and we don't deserve the gifts that we're asking for. We're pleading for our Lord's generosity, but we don't deserve it. But the reason our Lord grants her request is because in humble faith, she perseveres. And she demonstrates great humility when she says, "Even the dogs will eat the scraps from the table." And so she gives us an example today of incredible humility and the attitude with which we should come before our Lord in prayer. So I want to focus on that virtue of humility and compare it with the opposing vice, which is pride. You know, humility is when we see ourselves as we truly are. It's grounded in truth. And what that means is that we are completely dependent upon God at every moment for our existence. Not only did he bring us into existence, but he holds us in existence at every single moment. Meaning without God, if he were to turn away for an instant, we would cease to exist. We are completely and totally dependent upon God. Another thing that we can learn is that we're not better than any other human being. That every human being is a creation of God, created in the image of God with equal dignity. And so in humility, we would recognize that we're not better than other people. Someone who's humble will see their own weaknesses and their own need for forgiveness. So if we compare that with pride, we're not talking about being proud of your children or being proud of your school. We're talking about the vice of pride, which is a disordered love for one's own excellence, for oneself. So pride, you know, how is that different than humility? It places us above others and above God ultimately. It can lead us to place our will above God's will and to say, "Hey, we know better than God. He might have his laws, but I think I know a little better." And so it can lead us to reject God's will and to reject the moral law and leads us to sin. Ultimately, every sin is rooted in pride at one level or another. Pride can lead us to see ourselves as better than other people and to look down on other people or to want to want others to acknowledge how much better we are than them. And pride can cause us to overlook our own flaws and our own vices. Someone who's prideful may have some significant vices in their life and they won't even realize it. And it might cause them to think that they're far more virtuous than they really are. And so that's the difference between pride and humility. But we need humility to accept the moral law. Pride disregards the moral law. You know, there's an attitude, we can see it very frequently, of pride when it comes to the moral law, because people in our culture today will often commit sin, and they'll commit very serious sin. And they think that they're fine, that they're not going to be punished for it. You know, but the reality is, one unrepentant mortal sin will lead us to eternal damnation. One unrepentant mortal sin. If we commit one mortal sin, if we deliberately skip one Sunday Mass or one holy day of obligation or one sin against the sixth commandment, one time of taking the Lord's name in vain, if we deliberately commit a serious sin and we do not repent, that's enough for us to lose our salvation. And so someone who's prideful, and we see this attitude very often, they'll just disregard the moral law. They'll say, oh, well, I've committed this, but it's no big deal. They'll routinely just let these things go, and they end up living their life in a state of perpetual sin, which is very dangerous to us spiritually. Whereas somebody who's humble will accept the moral law and say, yes, I have sinned against it, and seek reconciliation when necessary. And so pride is very dangerous, and it can very easily jeopardize our salvation when it comes to our acceptance or rejection of the moral law. Our first reading from Isaiah: God will bring to his holy mountain those who keep the Sabbath and honor his covenant. Those who keep the terms of the covenant. Part of that's the moral law. If we want to be led to God's holy mountain, we have to keep the terms of the covenant. Humility also leads us to healthy relationships with others, whereas pride will distort those relationships and make them unhealthy. You know, if someone who's prideful, it's all about themselves. And if we enter into a relationship of pride, you know, someone who's prideful is not going to be able to see the goodness and the value in the other person. They're constantly focused upon themselves, and so it blinds them to the goodness of others, and they end up just seeking their own interest. It's very difficult to be in a relationship with someone who's prideful. It's very difficult to have a healthy relationship. You know, someone who's prideful just can't give in. They can't lose an argument. They can't ever admit they're wrong. They don't seek the interest of the other person first. They're always seeking their own interest. Whereas a humble person, it's very easy to enter into a relationship with a humble person because they are quick to admit when they're wrong. They are not focused upon themselves, and so they're very open to the goodness of the other person and the needs of the other person. If we think about the people that we have very good, healthy relationships with in our lives, chances are that's a humble person. Whereas if there's a lot of tension, a lot of strife, there's pride in that relationship. With the violence in Charlottesville, University of Virginia, where I went to college, there's a lot of pride going on in there. You have people who think that they're superior to others based on race or their religious beliefs or for whatever reason. They think that they're better than others to the point where they're willing to enter into violence for that purpose. You know, and we have a lot of ideologies, a lot of people in our society who are not respectful to dialogue and truth, but they tolerate only their own views, and they're not willing to look beyond their own views. And that's leading to a lot of tension and a lot of discord within our society. This violence and these clashes that we're seeing, these are rooted in pride. We celebrate this weekend the 100th anniversary of the fourth Fatima apparition, when the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to the children of Fatima 100 years ago. And Mary gives us a tremendous example of virtue, and in particular, the virtue of humility. She was the perfect vessel of grace because she had no pride. She could be completely responsive to the grace of our Lord. And when we see this example of this humble mother who is interceding for her daughter, we can see in the Blessed Virgin Mary an even more perfect example. We have our mother in heaven, who is completely and totally humble, interceding for before Jesus Christ for our sake at every moment for our needs. And we're in desperate need, just as this woman's child was in the gospel. And we have our Blessed Mother who's interceding on our behalf with complete and total humility. And that should bring us great comfort, because if we think of the power of this woman's intercession in the gospel and what she was able to gain by her humility, how much more is the Blessed Virgin Mary able to gain on our behalf through her tremendous humility? So that should be very reassuring to us that we have our Blessed Mother interceding for us. You know, Sister Lucia, one of the three children, said that the final battle between Satan and Jesus Christ will be the battle over the sanctity of the family and marriage. That'll be the final battle of human history. And we are in that battle right now. I think it takes a lot of humility for us to accept and to embrace the teachings of the Catholic Church when it comes to marriage and family, and to uphold the sanctity of marriage. And so as we reflect on today's gospel, we're thankful for the Blessed Virgin Mary, her example of humility and the graces that she obtains for us through her intercession. And we pray also for ourselves that we might follow that example of humility in accepting the moral teachings of the Lord and embracing humility in our relationship with God, when we come to prayer and our relationship with others.